WI.
KC2WY, M2PFM.
Well, I just came over here from the other repeater, figuring I missed the beginning of the net, but apparently there's no one doing it.
That's correct.
How is my audio? People tell me it's pretty low on this repeater, on this radio.
It's kind of good now, but the whole week on the signal.
Well, I'm gonna have to sooner or later do something, check this antenna, and maybe switch radios. But I guess it's good enough. I'll see if there's anyone else around. I don't know if anybody tried, you know, echo linking or whatever. Because I've been until about a minute ago we were discussing Windows 10 upgrades and downgrades and quite a long discussion about Linux and what distribution to try and all that. So anyway, this is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net, and this net meets nightly at 9 o'clock. If there's a net controller around, if there's not, anyone who's on and doesn't hear the net control or anyone pick up the net is encouraged to take the net control position for the evening. Preamble and format available on the club website, www.boonvillearc.com, and you can find out more information there. This is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net, and emergency traffic has priority at any time. Do we have any emergency traffic before we begin the net? Over. Okay, nothing heard. This is KC2WI. Do we have any battery-powered portable or mobile stations? Over. Nothing heard. Is there any echoing stations? Over. Okay, I don't hear any echoing stations other than N2PFM. Do you have any other check-ins? Over.
And I have AOW.
WA to you.
Okay, I got N5AOW, KC2NBU, WA to you. Let's see if I can remember those without writing them down. Anyway, N2PFM, you're first.
Good evening, please, everybody on the net. Temperature here of 48 degrees. Temperature range today, 48 to 57. I did have some heat on this morning, probably will again tomorrow morning. And I think, you know, as I left you on your machine, there are a couple problems I'm having with this thing. When you try to play a video DVD, on all the different ones, the audio keeps cutting in and out. No hosting. I can tap, 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 and nothing happens. It always happens at the same spot on the thing. It'll make a perfect copy without it doing it if you play both the original and the mixed one on the on a regular DVD player. But otherwise, you try to play it, and we go, so I don't know what's going on. I tried cleaning the header that in the DVD burner. Yeah, I used the external DVD burner also. I got the same result, so I don't know what's going on. I also want to know about a video capture card for this Dell 740. So that's about it. Nothing much else to report. So, and two, PFM clear.
Okay, my guess is that the problem is not audio. audio. The problem is video. And I would bet you that if you took your DVD player, left it running, and then minimized it so that you actually weren't watching anything, the audio might sound absolutely perfect. So I think what's going on is that the computer cannot keep up with the audio or the video decoding, and so it then get chops because it's overloaded the processor or whatever. So if it worked on Windows 7 and not Windows 10, it's because it's not using the same graphics driver, and there may not be as good or specific a graphics driver for Windows 10 for that graphics hardware as there was with Windows 7. On the other hand, you might be able to go to the Dell website for that unit and see what drivers there are. You know, obviously there will not be a Windows 10 driver. And there may not even be a Windows 7 driver, but I have had some luck on Windows 10 where it didn't know about a driver at all for, let's say, the graphics, and it was using the standard, or I think they call it standard Windows graphics or something like that. And actually downloading the newest driver I could find, even if it was Windows XP. I know I did this for sound problem. I can't remember if I did XP for graphics. And then go into the device manager, say update, driver, it won't find anything better. If your editor is automatic, you'll say, well, I have a driver and tell it what's going to use. Or if the driver you download is an executable installer, just run it, see what happens. And that might help you, I don't know. This is KC2WI, and we'll go on to N50W, KC2WI.
And 5AOW, good evening, Pete and everyone on board. Not a whole lot to report. Nice day. Enjoyed it. Get out a little bit. We had quite a bit of rain, but I got a few things to putter around with, and pretty much it. The rest of the day spent inside and got a few things done that you normally don't do when the sun's shining. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Pete. You have a good evening. 73N5AOW, back to that control.
Okay, very good. Bob, you probably had the same weather as we did around here, and I left from Lake Pleasant I was going to leave this morning until I got a message from person in Boonville saying I'm not going to be there till 2 o'clock, and then I got working on other things, intermittent rain and not much real sunshine, but whatever. I did notice that I think the lake came up an inch, not a lot, but I did notice by looking in a strategic spot where I could really, notice the difference, and I also noticed that between the trip up along West Canada Creek, where it looked like you couldn't even tell the water was flowing, it was so low, until coming back today it looks like the river again. So it did some good anyway. We'll say 732, and we'll move on to KC2MBU.
Good evening, Pete. It was a nasty day out today. Temperature's going down, it's 48 degrees. I actually had it, again, more telephone solicitations today than I did actual business calls. Probably close to 10 telephone solicitations. And the last one actually hung up on me. She said she could save me money on my, at least this one wasn't a recording. She said she could save money on my cable bill. I says, we don't get cable here. She says, well, where do you live? I says, in Boonville. She says, let me look it up. And she put in 13309. And she says, yes, you have Time Warner Cable. I can save you money on your Time Warner Cable. I says, the Time Warner Cable doesn't come to my house. And she says, what's your road? So I gave her the address, and she punched it in, and then she hung up on me.
Well, you know, people in the big city, they got cable, they got DSL, they might have, you know, some other competing internet provider, they got wall-to-wall cell phone service, they just, they can't relate, so, yeah. I kind of like it, I'm not busy, I like to kind of waste some of that time, but when you get the robocalls and it says plus one to get your $50,000 loan, sometimes I'll do that and hope a real person comes on the phone, and then I might just let them say, hello, is anybody there, you know, but I mean, it's just such an intrusion, but yeah. Okay, Ray, we'll move on to WAPU. I talked to John earlier this afternoon, actually quite a ways on Simplex, which is kind of nice, before we had to switch back over to the repeater. WAPU, KC2WI.
WA2U, good to hear you again, Pete, and everyone on frequency and anyone out there listening. What an interesting day. 46 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. Chatted with a friend of mine this evening, gave me a call. We're chatting about tomorrow evening, perhaps our weekly 807 test. Anyways, so the lake was up about 4 feet. He's only got to go about 8 more feet, but he was kidding. I said, well, it's kind of been pretty windy out there. But anyways, it's okay. Kathy's happy. We didn't have to water the garden. Everything seems to be doing okay out there. Kathy's more concerned about lower temperatures like frost, but I don't think we're going to get there. So, and I had the oven going earlier this evening, so the house is nice and warm. I had to shut the windows, unfortunately, but that's the way it goes. So had a couple of comments here. I don't know if this really applies to you, George, but anyways, we got our couple devices here updated with software today, and we were pleased about that. A couple of gadgets and gizmos, so we're happy we were able to have that working. At least the internet hung in there that long. I know what I burn. I have a regular, what I call a professional duplicator. It does CDs and DVDs, the various assortment things. And it's not pretty to look at. It's just a black box with cable coming out the back. And it's got a menu thing on the top of it. It's not meant for playing CDs, or you can copy, burn them, rip them, whatever you want to use for terminology, CDs, DVDs. But it's all just a screen. It's meant for duplication, and you could. But I think this goes from 1x to 52. I don't know how fast. Maybe even faster. However, I've chatted with people, and what I do when I copy a CD, I put one in the source, the top drawer, and one in the bottom, and I put in the Maxell 700 megabyte, 80 minute, whatever they are, the CD. I do not exceed 16x. I've had, you know, you can, a lot of us, well, time is the essence, so you'll pop them in there, and you can get the thing going. You throw a CD in there, and it seems like the door's shut, and it's back open again. So I have, the error rate is much lower, I have found, on a 16x. I suppose I could pop it up to 24, but I talked to a guy in a music store. We went around and around, and he says 16, 24, but not, he's really against the 52 and the higher thing. So I don't know if that's going to help you, George, but it's interesting if it plays in the player. Of course, the processes are probably different. A lot of the stuff on the CD now, I can copy the 24-bit stuff. There's a lot of difference in some of these processes in the player versus, yeah, you might be having a bottleneck effect. I guess that's what Pete was kind of alluding to. So what else? Cortland. I guess the flea market opens at 7 a.m. and the vendors open at 7:30. I guess it's coffee and donuts talking at 147.180 with a PL of 71.9.
Yep, okay, John. Yeah, that's kind of funny. It's like our old neighborhood there, pretty much. You know, if we were still living where we did, we'd be at the Hamfest in about, I was going to say 5 minutes, but it might be more like 10, but, you know, depending on the traffic. It'd be right there. Wouldn't that be nice? I don't want to live there, but it would be nice to be 10 minutes from Hamfest. That might be of some size. When I make a CD or a DVD, I set, generally speaking, and it's getting harder to do this with the newer discs and the newer recorders, I want it to be 1X, you know? I mean, that's impossible. But I'll set it low. I don't care if it's 4X or something. I can wait. I want the best possible burn, and there is some theory that says, no, you shouldn't go that slow because the drives are really designed to run at faster speeds. But I don't know. I guess I haven't read up the cause thinking on that recently. But my theory is the faster the thing runs, the more precise everything has to be, and the quicker, you know, the head positioning has to be and all that. The slower it runs, you know, there's more settling time for the position. Now, maybe I'm wrong about that. You know, the slower it runs, the less the slightly out of balance disc is going to mean anything and all that kind of stuff. So, usually, I don't care if it takes 10 minutes to make the disc. You know, I that's worked for me. I very rarely have problems with any disc that I create. And I'm always doing it. You know, whether it's, as we were talking about on the other net, burning a Linux installation DVD or a Windows 10, whatever it is, DVD, or whether it's making a, I have certain utility disks that I make and I update, you know, self-booting writer scanners and that kind of stuff. And my theory is I don't care if it takes me 10 minutes. I'm never in that much of a hurry. I mean, if you were duplicating 100 disks or something, yeah. I've seen this happen, not with a disk I was playing, but on, my El Cheapo, Frontier giveaway Dell that I use here, which works pretty good, plays audio fine, does burn seat, everything's fine, but it does not necessarily play video. The video gets real choppy, you know, YouTube or some work and some don't. But what I found out was, if you just minimize the window, so basically the video isn't really playing, and all the graphics card is not having to shuffle video bits, all of a sudden the audio smooths right out and it's absolutely perfect. So it sounds like an audio problem, but it's really a video problem. And I'd be willing to bet you that if you could do that, George, you would find the same thing. And the solution to that is it possibly get a better better driver for the graphics, or see what else might be running that you can shut off, you know, what other tasks or startup programs or whatever, and that's a possibility. Or install a better graphics card instead of the onboard graphics, and a better graphics card for that old computer is pretty easy, you know. I mean, you could find, I might have something, I don't know, but, you know, you're not going to have to spend $100 on a graphics card. You could probably, you know, I don't know, I might have something. If there was a, you know, computer sort of surplus shop around, you'd find it. eBay, probably. Off the top of my head, I can't tell you what, you know, what to look for. But for $20 or something, probably, that might help. So that's my guess of what's going on. And if it worked better when it was our previous version of Windows, it's NTKKL. Go ahead, Pauline.
Yeah, you all keeping warm? What a day we've had. The wind was really whipping, and it still is. And we've had rain on and off, too. But had a good day anyway. Excuse me. Hope you all did, too. And 2KKL back to you, Pete.
Okay, Pauline, yes, at times the wind was really whipping, and I can tell, you can tell it in the car generally, but I had my little canoe on the roof, and I don't have a roof rack. My old Escort had one, and this one didn't, and at one time, Bob had an old Escort there, and it had a rack on it, and I was always going to try and move it over, but it would have been taken out the headliner and all that stuff, and I just never was ambitious enough to do it. But I got two really nice straps, and I run them, you know, open the doors and run them through, which works great until it rains, and then those things lick water in and it starts dripping. And you can hoist it down pretty tight, and then I have a rope on the bow and the stern that goes back to the tow hooks on the front back of the car. And normally they just sit there, but when it gets windy, normally you probably could get away without even having those as long as it's a big truck doesn't go by it. Or something, or like if I went from here over to the boat launch in Glenfield, I wouldn't put those front back lines on. But when it's windy, you get these crosswinds like this. You watch those lines, and they go from one to both being fairly tight to one being tight, and the other one having a foot or two of slack. It just pushes the canoe, and if you really get a gust, it shifts the whole thing. And that happened to me a couple of times today, so it was definitely obviously some really gusty winds out there. And if you're going into the wind, or you know, with the wind, it's not so bad, but when you're going crosswinds, like coming from Forestport up there, I went the back way, Forestport up past Bloomberg Airport and all that, you know, the wind is really coming right from the side, and it's really obvious. So, yeah, it was a windy day. I don't know what the temperature is outside. It's about 62 or 3 in here. All the windows were open. I left them open when I left. And it's really nice because it's, you know, fresh air in the house. And I'm not cold, but you know, if I was to just sit here, but I've still got my raincoat on, and if I was to sit here and just work and not do anything, I think it would be. So yeah, I guess it's supposed to warm up a little bit, but not too much. This is KC2WIS Black River Valley Service. Not looking for additional check-ins or any comments. Over.
We have a 9.2 surround sound, and I've yet to pick up any DVDs. I've got, you know, those are Blu-ray. We've got a ton of stuff that's 5.1 surround sound, and it's kind of interesting how you can take something that's 5.1 surround or Blu-ray and you put it in your best player, but if it's not adapted for it, it just kind of spits it back out at you. And so we've upgraded our players, and it's amazing And then it's not that expensive now, they used to do it, but it's kind of interesting. You get the audio, but then if you're watching it on some device that doesn't have the high definition, or, you know, it's, I don't know, 1080p by whatever, there's a way you can do something to the screen sometimes that might help things out. So there's so many variables nowadays, it's incredible when it comes to audio and video. So, all right, I'll say 7-3 and hope George gets it all squared away. And I agree, nothing's too slow. That's why, I 16, I've had pretty good luck with it. Some people say you can't hear a difference. I can hear a difference on certain things, so less of an error problem. It's not worth the level of aggravation just popping it out in a minute versus 10. WAT, you back to that.
Yeah, I'm looking at, I wonder if this, I use this ImageBurn, which is a freebie for copying, you know, making and copying CDs. I also got an older version of Vero. I'm just going to look at settings. I'm not going to find it probably unless I go and actually pretend I'm doing something. But, I set it to, you know, whatever, 5.3 or whatever the number is, and then what it'll do is it'll read the drive. It'll say, oh no, the drive can't do that. I'm going to set it to the closest thing. You know, you tell it to do 2.4, and it'll do 4 or something. But I mean, I've never really. You know, so what? It takes 5 minutes or something. I can't remember how long if you really burn a full, a full DVD's worth. And I'm not copying DVD videos. It's always data stuff. I've copied a few audio CDs, but that's not, you know, that's only 600, whatever, megabytes. All right, well, for some reason it's not showing me. It's kind of funny. You'd think under the right mode speed, there would be a thing. I know there's a way to do it, but it might only work when you're actually in that mode. Oh, yeah, it's here, I think. See, I have mine set to 6X, because I think that's the slowest speed that this DVD burner will actually run at. And it's fine. Okay, well, so much for that. It's always fun having technical discussions here as good hams. This is KC2WI, this is Black River Valley Service Net, looking for additional check-ins or comments, over. Yeah, one more comment. N2PFM.
Yeah, babe, one day we're going to have to get some time and sit down, because some of this stuff is so over my head right now. I'm trying to download the ImageBurn and just see what it tells me and what I can do. We'll see what happens. We'll stay up tonight for a while and see what happens. We don't get done by 11, shut down and go to sleep tonight. All right, thanks. God bless, 73. Sorry for hogging the net. N2PFM clear.
Okay, George, well, ImageBurn, you know, it more or less does the same thing as anything else, but it's a little, what it doesn't do is, it's not quite as automatic. In other words, in Neuro or, you know, CyberLink or whatever, you can open it up and you can select something that says, create a data DVD, and you drag and drop the files, or however you put them into this, you know, you put them into the window, you make a job, basically, and then you click burn, and it burns a DVD. ImageBurn, when you get it running, the options are write an image file to the disk, create an image file from a disk, write files, folders to disk, or create image file from files folders. Well, actually, no, I guess you can write file folders to a disk, which is automatically. So, you know, it's the same as anything else, but it's a freebie, it works good, and it's kind of my favorite thing. The only thing I don't use it for is if I want to copy a disk, because it takes two steps to do that. It's really no different than copying a disk with, say, Nero, because what Nero does is says put in the source disk, it copies it to an image file temporarily, and then it says put in the destination disk, and it you know, uses that data to make the, to make the disk, to make the copy. Whereas with ImageBurn, you kind of have to manually do one step, which is, read an image file from a disk and then write an image file to a disk. So, no big deal, but anyway. Other than that, it's kind of the same as all the other DVD burners. Some of them, they have functions to automatically make a music CD if you dump a bunch of WAV files in, that kind of stuff. But this isn't that fancy. And actually the version I have on here is maybe one or two back from what, I don't know what the latest version is. I think it's at least one back. It keeps telling me to update if I haven't bothered. This is KC2WI, and this is the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for additional check-ins or comments, over.
WATO, quick comment.
WATO.
There's no simple answer, but I noticed quite a big difference in the media source. At least for stuff that, when I do CDs, I'm just mentioning the Max, I use the Maxell music ones, I think are 700 megabytes in 80 minutes or something, but, I notice a difference in them, and I one would think the media is all the same. I don't totally agree with that. I think there's, once you find something that works, it works very, very well, and other stuff kind of tends to be intermittent. But I usually buy spools of the Maxell, and I've had very good luck with it. And it's been some CDs, because of a cop, you're putting down the other tracks. I think there's something I used one time. I think it's called Overburn or something. I can tell you the two CDs. There's one by Melissa Etheridge, the Best Of, and there's one by Smokey Robinson, The Miracles. And if you try to duplicate them, they will not fit in a duplicator. There's two CDs out of all our, 3,000 or 4,000 CDs. You have to use Overburn to actually make a copy of WATO. Back to that.
Yeah, remember back in the old days, a CD, standard CD was 650 megabytes, and back in the old, I haven't even looked for it in this, but you could overburn because there was actually a little more space on the disk, although it really wasn't certified, and, maybe the alignment might not be perfect at all, but you could, if you made a CD compilation of different data, let's say, and you put a little over 650 megabytes on there, it would say, you're over, and you could sneak a couple, megabytes extra in there, and you say, overburn it. And it may or may not, depends on the recorder and the player. And apparently, the music ones must be a lot of program material, and or some music CDs also have some data on there and whatever, and that must be. I haven't run into that in a long time. I was just looking, I got some TDKs, and I got Memorex, and I use verbatims. Actually, I use a double layer verbatims when I'm making, the only thing I really ever use those for is if I'm making recovery media from a computer that will support it, so rather than five individual DVDs, I could do it on maybe three double layers. and they seem to work real good. I don't know, I probably have used Maxell in the past, but I don't remember. Memorex seems to work. I don't know, I had a lot, most of them seem to work, actually. I'm sure you probably remember that, but the old days, man, you burned letters. But now it's very rare that something fails when you verify it. This is KCTWR's Broker 7 Service Net. Any additional check-ins or comments? Over.
Query. WA to you.
WA to you.
I don't know. I wonder whatever happened. Maybe someone knows about that. I'm kind of wondering. Whatever happened to Red Ray? WATU. There was such a thing. Maybe it's still off.
There, but to make that transmission again, I didn't really had some doubling or something.
Yeah. What happened to Red? And he's a tech magazine. Because it WATU back to that.
I don't know about that. I'm looking something up here. Stand by just a sec.
Yeah, Pete, while you're looking it up, but WATU, I just throw out there that there are players now. I don't know if George is interested in this, but I discovered the other day, because there's some stuff that is released in Europe. Yeah. So if you get something in Europe, you can play it on the
Okay, well, you're talking about the NTSC and the different encodings in Europe and they're coded for whatever region and and normally it'll only play back on whatever it's encoded for, but you can bypass that.
Okay. All right, Pete. Thanks, WA to you. Yeah, I ran into this because there's been some music that I've been interested in getting. And it was released, and then they had to re-release it in the United States because some of the sources, they said, well, we can't get it because it's, unless you have a multi-region player. Solution at 3 o'clock, 3 a.m. in the morning. Back to that.
Yeah, okay, John. Right. Yeah, and then, and that's one of the tricks. If you sometimes you'll see, you got to be real close, pay real close attention when you're buying something. It seems real cheap. You better make sure they got the specification for PAL or you know, NTSC and all that. People have gotten, you know, screwed by that deal. I really don't watch DVDs. I got a pile. I got a couple collections of programs that I haven't even opened yet. So sometime in the winter, now that I don't have a cable, but I have Netflix, so I'll start watching those things. Or maybe, you know, that's kind of a good thing, you know, camp or something where you got no cable, you got no antenna, but you got a DVD player, and you can watch, you can watch stuff totally at your own command.
Okay, we're going to leave a little bit of a pause in case someone wanted to join us. So, yeah, we wind us up and carry on the saga of Red Ray. So, all right, Pete. Well, thanks for running things here. Last minute thing. It's always nice to have a conversation to learn about something. And besides it.
Okay, John, I have to look that up because I really don't remember Red Ray, but of course the internet is your friend. All right, this is KC2WI's Black River Valley Service Net. We're looking for additional check-ins or comments. Over.
Getting closer with a beam, WATU.
Yeah, okay. All right, again, this is KC2WI, and we'll make this the final call for check-ins or comments for the Black River Valley Service Net. Over. Okay, nothing heard. This is KC2WI, now closing the Black River Valley Service Net and returning the repeater to other amateur use. Thanks, I gotta remember, George, Bob, Ray, and John for checking in. KC2WI and that's now close up.
Yeah, Pete, why don't you give me a call on the landline when you get a chance. KC2NBU.